In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At that time, Jesus got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. This first sentence of the gospel today is the last sentence of the gospel from last week, when Jesus cast out the demons from the demoniac, and the people asked Jesus to leave. And so he humbly obeyed, got into a boat, and crossed over and came to his own city, Capernaum. And behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on his bed. Someone paralyzed, a most grievous illness, so much that they could not even move. He could not move on his own. He required the help of others for anything in his life, for food, to clean him. And now he has people who bring him on his bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, notice Jesus asks nothing of the paralytic. Other times he'll ask people about their faith, or he'll say, "What would you have me do for you?" But here the evangelist simply says Jesus saw their faith, the faith of the people bringing the paralytic to him. And he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." He calls him son, a relationship between Jesus and this paralyzed man. And Jesus makes a connection between the man's condition and his sin, but he doesn't blame him for it, because Jesus doesn't immediately say to the man, "Rise and walk." He sees the deeper issue, that the man has a sin, or sin that is clinging to him. And Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven." What a powerful thing to hear, for us to hear when we come to confession, to hear that God is forgiving our sins, freeing us from the burden, the stone that lays upon our heart. But immediately that Jesus does this good thing, behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Blasphemy. Saying words against God, contrary to God. Jesus is doing a good work, and the scribes say he is blaspheming. So we see, even here, early in Jesus' ministry, the very charge that will be laid against him on Holy Thursday, what will condemn him to death, blasphemy. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, for the scribes did not say this out loud, they only thought it. And if it isn't enough that Jesus said he forgives the man's sins, which is an indication to the scribes, to the people, to the paralytic, and to us, that this Messiah is God. That's why they accuse him of blasphemy, because only God can forgive sins. And here is Jesus forgiving someone's sins, and not only forgiving their sins, but reading people's thoughts, knowing what's in their heart, and saying it aloud. Imagine how astonished they must have been to discover what they thought in secret was now made public for everyone to hear. He says, "Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? For God has power over all. He forgives sins, and he has authority over our bodies." And Jesus makes this clear, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." The Son of Man, a title of the Messiah, found especially in the prophet Daniel, And Jesus takes this name, this title, Son of Man, and he says, this is me. I am the Son of Man. I am the Messiah. Not simply someone to come and save you from oppression, from Roman soldiers and a Roman government, but far more than that, I am God. For he said to the paralytic then, rise, take up your bed and go home. And he rose and went home. So in this twofold manner, Jesus shows that he is God. In threefold manner. First, by forgiving the sins of the paralytic. Second, by revealing the thoughts of the scribes. And third, by commanding the man to take up his bed and walk and go home. So he who had been struck with disease was now free. Free in body, but more importantly, free in spirit. Freed from the burden of sin. And when the crowds saw it, they marveled and they glorified God. Everyone saw this miracle. And even what they do points to who Jesus is. For it says that they glorified God. They glorified God who had given such authority to men. That Jesus as God has this authority to forgive sins, to heal, to bring us to himself. And the crowds know it and give glory to God. And this same Christ who forgives first, forgives the sins of the paralytic, and then sends him on his way. This same Christ comes to us to forgive us our sins. And he comes to us in Holy Communion to forgive our sins, to give us life eternal, to bring us to himself, that he lives in us and that we live in him, to give glory to him with the Father and the Spirit to the ages. Amen.